New York City has always been the kind of town where one stranger might hit another stranger over the head for no apparent reason. But these days, bricks and lead pipes are out, replaced with something softer. This weekend, hundreds of people showed up at a designated spot in Union Square Park for a massive pillow fight. NPR's own featherweight, Robert Smith, was there, pillow and microphone in hand.
I got the email a couple weeks ago from a group called New Mind Space, promising that they were going to throw a New York City-wide pillow fight in Union Square. And I didn't know if it was a joke or not until I got here. And indeed, pillows everywhere.
I'm Sean Harvey. I got a pillow as my striking weapon, and I'm dressed up like a Spartan.
Well, you look like you got a good reach. What are your fighting stats?
I've never actually lost a pillow fight, which is the truth.
I'm Stephanie. People call me Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hi.
What's your strategy for today?
My strategy? Just lob as many people as possible.
Well, are you going to go overhand? I saw you, like, whip your hand over your head.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a very good swing. I swing like a girl, honestly, so.
All right. Give me a hit with this. Maybe I can feel it on my mic. You know, it's not as soft as you might think. I'm just telling you.
My name is Pat Melange. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it's just all about the pillow, you know?
Because everybody here has been talking up their skills, their training.
Yeah. It's not that at all. It's definitely all about the pillow. Mine's goose down. And be afraid, because I'm bringing some heat.
Although it's hard to tell, I see two people who look sort of suspiciously like the organizers, one dressed up as a fairy and the other one with a small competition light pillow.
I'm Kevin Bracken.
I'm Lori Kefner.
The pillow fight is just one of our many events.
Should I even bother asking why?
We have a sort of reclaimed public space ideology, but we also want to invent new ways of having fun.
But this is a very old way of having fun, right?
It's true, but we've definitely multiplied the participants of the generic sort of pillow fight idea and put it in the city.
As it gets close to 2 o'clock, the two organizers discreetly pull out whistles. They're covering them up. They're looking around. Oh, wait, I'm stuck in the middle of it. Oh, no. How are you doing in the fight?
I'm good.
I'm doing better. Okay, I should have seen that one coming. Here, let me work my way out of the crowd. Needless to say, this creates some questions in the minds of normal New Yorkers who have stopped on by to see this. Describe to me what this looks like.
It looks like someone just grabbed a bunch of chicken together and just, put a bomb right next to it and just exploded.
Because there's feathers flying.
There's just feathers flying all over everywhere.
What do you think the point is?
I don't know if it's to promote use of feathered pillows or something, or...
See, as a New Yorker, you think it has to promote something.
Yeah, it has to, but...
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So, and, you know, New York can be nonsensical that way, too.
Okay, it's been about 15 minutes now since this started, and people are slowing down, but the blizzard of feathers is everywhere. It's covering people's hair and coats. This person, like me, wore black, and now you're regretting it, right?
Yeah, I definitely am. Yeah, I'm covered in feathers.
It's going to take days to clean this up and clean myself up. Robert Smith, NPR News, in the middle of the pillow fight in Union Square.
Ah! You won't get out alive!
Yeah!